This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
I'm here urging all Americans to go to votersforpeace.us, sign the pledge to only vote for candidates who are working to end this war, who are calling for an immediate end to the occupation of Iraq, and who will work for peace, who will work for nonviolent resolution to conflict as our elected representatives.
Cindy Sheehan is famous for taking on President Bush over the war that killed her son. Now she's also challenging Democrats who support it.
I'm running in the United States Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate in New York. My name is Jonathan Tessini, and I believe that anybody who voted for the Iraq War has to be held accountable, and that includes the incumbent senator from New York.
Today we speak with anti-war candidates taking on Democratic incumbents in the House and Senate. Jonathan Tessini in New York, Marcy Winograd in California, Ned Lamont in Connecticut. And we'll speak with John Boniface. He's taken on the voting system nationwide. Now he's taking on the Secretary of State in Massachusetts. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The Supreme Court has agreed to take a pair of cases that could result in the end of government efforts to maintain racial integration in public schools. The court's expected to decide on what measures, if any, public school districts may use to maintain racial balance. 3 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that universities had a compelling need to consider a student's race if it was to maintain diversity in classes. But the court's makeup has changed significantly since then. The author of the University of Michigan ruling, Sandra Day O'Connor, has since retired. Her replacement, Samuel Alito, has openly opposed racial and ethnic quotas. In other education news, newly released statistics show that only 2% of this year's freshman class at UCLA will be African American, the lowest number at the school since 1973. The school is expected to have just under 5,000 freshmen this year. Only 96 are African American, 20 of them are recruited athletes. At UC San Diego, just 1.1% of the freshman class is African American. According to the Los Angeles Times, the problem is rooted partly in the restrictions placed on the state's public colleges and institutions by Proposition 209, the 1996 voter initiative that banned consideration of race and gender in admissions and hiring. In Iraq, concern is growing that U.S.-backed forces may soon launch a major offensive in the Sunni city of Ramadi. On Monday, U.S. forces fired artillery at the city's train station. Hospital officials said 5 civilians died and 15 others were wounded. The Red Crescent reports over 100 families have recently fled the city, fearing that a large-scale military operation is imminent. Last week, U.S. military officials announced they were moving 1,500 soldiers from Kuwait into the region surrounding the city. One Pentagon spokesperson declared Ramadi had become the most contentious city in Iraq. On Monday, the influential Sunni Association of Muslim Scholars warned the Iraqi government not to support any U.S. attacks on the city. A top European diplomat has arrived in Iran to present the government with a package of economic and political incentives to persuade Iran to give up its domestic uranium enrichment program. Iran's top nuclear negotiator vowed Iran will closely study the proposals, which he said contain positive steps as well as some ambiguities. The incentive package was drawn up last week by the 5 veto-wielding members of the UN Security Council: the United States, Britain, France, Russia, and China. A new report has determined that members of Congress and their aides took over 20,000 free trips worth nearly $50 million paid for by corporations, trade associations, and other private groups between January 2000 and June 2005. The study's author, the Center for Public Integrity, concluded, quote, "In many instances, trip sponsors appeared to be buying access to elected officials or their advisors." In Washington, President Bush called on Monday for Congress to ban same-sex marriage.
An amendment to the Constitution is necessary because activist courts have left our nation with no other choice. When judges insist on imposing their arbitrary will on the people, the only alternative left to the people is an amendment to the Constitution, the only law a court cannot overturn.
President Bush spoke before lawmakers and members of several groups from the religious right, including Exodus International, which promotes what it calls freedom from homosexuality through the power of Jesus Christ. The group claims it has helped hundreds of thousands of ex-gay men and lesbians become straight. In Somalia, Islamic militias have announced they've seized control of the capital of Mogadishu after months of fighting with U.S.-backed warlords. The warlords have controlled the city for the past 15 years. In Gaza, dozens of gunmen connected to Hamas stormed the studios of Palestine Television on Monday. The gunmen smashed equipment and accused the station of favoring Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah faction. This is Lana Shaheen, manager of the station.
We today are shocked by those gunmen wearing Azzedine al-Qassam uniform attacking the Palestine TV station in Khan Yunis Governorate, threatening to kill the Palestinian TV cadre as well as destroying our equipment. We, the employees of Palestine TV, condemn and denounce this criminal act.
Lana Shaheen is manager of Palestine Television. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is traveling to Asia this week. During a stop in Vietnam, U.S. military officials admitted that Washington will not compensate the millions of Vietnamese suffering from the effects of Agent Orange used by the U.S. military during the Vietnam War. Meanwhile, Rumsfeld traveled to Indonesia to mark the restoration of Washington's military ties to the Indonesian government. The United Nations warned Monday the world's deserts are facing dramatic threats because of global warming. This is Kaveh Zahedi, Deputy Director of the United Nations Environment Program.
The report shows that climate change is having a serious impact on deserts. We see that temperatures are rising. We see that rainfall is decreasing in many of the deserts and is due to decrease even further. We see that the glaciers which support the ecosystems within the deserts are melting. And of course, all of these and the change in the temperatures, the change in the rainfall patterns and regime is putting species under great pressure.
And there is an update on the case of Jose Padilla, the U.S.-born man who was held in solitary confinement for 3 years before being charged with a crime. His lawyers are now alleging the government's case against their client relied in part on statements made by a government witness who was tortured. Padilla's defense team has filed a motion to suppress evidence and statements connected to a man who says that while in detention, he was whipped, hung from the ceiling of a cell with leather straps, and tortured with razors. In news from Washington, President Bush's new domestic policy advisor has been caught lying about his past. The official, Carl Zinsmeister, has maintained he was the founding editor of the American Enterprise magazine, published by the think tank of the same name. In fact, the magazine was founded 4 years before he became editor. Questions are also being raised about past comments Zinsmeister made about journalists. In March 2003, at the start of the Iraq War, he said, quote, "A significant number are whiny and appallingly soft. I almost wished there would be a very loud explosion very nearby just to shut up their rattling." In Greensboro, North Carolina, the city's mayor is rejecting a call to apologize for the city's role in what's become known as the Greensboro Massacre. On November 3, 1979, 40 Ku Klux Klansmen and American Nazis opened fire on an anti-Klan demonstration and killed 5 labor activists and injured 10 others. The Greensboro Truth and Reconciliation Commission recently concluded the single most important element that contributed to the violent outcome of the confrontation was the absence of police. No one has ever been convicted of criminal charges in the shootings. And in education news, a Massachusetts company is launching its own private radio network to be piped into school buses. The company, Bus Radio, claims the radio station, quote, will take targeted student marketing to the next level. The company plans to begin broadcasting this fall to 100,000 students in Massachusetts and then take the program national next year. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.